draw.
Listen, give me the season, guys. Give me the season and I'll bring him right.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm getting there. Yeah.
Slowly. Baby steps. Baby steps. It's like test cricket. That's what football is. Test cricket. Anyway, speaking of which, Newlands saw another dream day with the Proteas firmly in control against Pakistan at the end of day two of the second test. Night stumps, the tourists were on 64 for 3, a massive 551 behind South Africa's first innings of 615. I'm not going to lie, I thought they were going to call it at 500.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I think that there was a goal to just really drive the Pakistani bowlers into the ground, make them toil all day. Sure. And then so the guys are knackered, the soul is crushed, and you can kind of hope that they lose their first 5 wickets simply psychologically.
And that's they sort of, it worked out. It played out almost exactly that way. But Ryan Rickleton's 259 runs was the seventh highest test score by a South African ever. It was also the first time the Proteas carded a score of 600 or more since Centurion in 2021 against Sri Lanka. Mohammad Azam and Mohammad Rizwan will resume a play for Pakistan this morning. And then in some football, as we alluded earlier, AmaZulu Golden Arrows 0-0 in their Betway Premiership clash yesterday. And then it was sort of 0-0 for everyone in the games yesterday. TS Galaxy, Makesi, goalless draw there. Richards Bay FC looking for a win against Gallants. 0-0. So no massive outcomes or results in yesterday.
It could have just written the whole day off.
Dude, it was definitely the heat. It has to be the heat. But today sees Cape Town City play hosts to Soweto Giants, Kaizer Chiefs at 5:45. Staying with football, Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca wants his players to finish games when they have the chance after dropping points again in a 1-1 draw at Crystal Palace.
2-0, probably the game is finished, but if you continue to be, you know, open at the end, you are going to concede some transition, some corner, and you can concede.
It leaves them fourth in the table after 4 games without a Premier League win. Arsenal's title hopes are dented as they drew 1-1 away to Brighton. Newcastle are a point behind Chelsea following their 2-1 victory over Tottenham. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crown.